Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I have been extremely busy between Florida and a beautiful fair I did in Forest, Virginia today, a Festival of Light with Therese Sharp and wonderful practitioners. We had a fabulous time, but I was really busy all weekend, and I had, as usual, Jack, a few technological problems. Oh, but they will be resolving soon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Gotta love Uranus. Fun and games.
Well, maybe you do.
Oh, it always has to mix things up there.
I know. Well, it's okay.
Sudden surprises. Yeah, that's okay. And it's all good. Yes, we had a fair at Spark of Divine this weekend, and it was beautiful. And Florida is having such beautiful weather right now. We're at the high 70s and a nice ocean breeze, and so it's pretty beautiful. So it's been a great weekend, even though I've been working it all weekend.
Yeah, well, again, sometimes it's nice to, people come in, they're in a much better mood when the sun is shining, you know, and they're comfortable, and it's all good. I mean, we were quite warm up in Forest, which is north of here. We were going up to 73 during the day, but it was going down to 45 at night. But it was still nice. It was sunny. It was clear, like not a lot of rain. It was really nice. Yes. So tonight, when I went to look at the chart before I booked the show, I'm like, I really can't see anything extraordinary right now. Of course, next Sunday, we're going to be talking about that supermoon coming in. But for today, it's interesting that everything was just a little farther away from each other for a conjunction.
It's true. Not everything is hitting direct right now, which is good.
And I don't even want to talk about the electronic confusion, okay, anymore, because I already burned your ear before we went on the air. But I think I'm going to be able to resolve it. I have, you know, I'm to the point now with technology, I have to have a plan A and a plan B. And thank God I had that this weekend, because, and I'm going to caution everybody else out there, have a plan A and a plan B, back up your system, go on the cloud, whatever you do.
Make sure that you've got it, and that is a good phrase for this time period of time, because you never know which way it's going to turn. Even though Jupiter in that square says it's going to benefit you, okay, it's still in whatever transformation change is going on in your life is still having that Pluto square to Uranus, which is a wide orb T-square between the dance with those. And so, you know, with these shifts, it could go either way. Uranus is still going to be retrograde for a little while. And so these sudden surprises may not turn out the way you want them to. And so it's one of those where you think twice, have a backup plan. It will work out, but, you know, if you don't have a backup plan, you may have some issues.
Well, the benefit that I see today at the time of our show is that Uranus, although it's retrograde in Aries, it isn't trying to Venus. And I had a lot of clients that repeat all these events with me. They showed up and gave me confirmation of what I was telling them and all that. And they were very friendly, very warm, very happy. And so that was nice. But Uranus was afflicting my chart. So it was my technology, not my people, that were giving me stress. I can be patient as a saint for people, but you know what? The computer, where's my axe? Okay. So I had to say that. I had to get it out, Jacqueline. I'm sorry.
It's not your world. See, that's the thing, is you're trying to work within a world that isn't your world. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people feel like, you know, in one form or another in their life, that they have this stranger part, like, this doesn't work for me. And, you know, the thing is that it's a matter of temperance and patience with it. As you know, always, and every single time it causes you stress, it always does work out in the end. So you do pretty good with it. You're way better at the electronics than I.
Well, I sometimes I question that, because when I go in where angels fear to tread, I wonder where I am, in what realm, okay? Oh, well. Like I said, some people have been experiencing that. And I was also dealing with a lot of relationship issues, not necessarily romantic relationship issues, but a lot of people that are dealing with issues surrounding their parents or grandparents. And, you know, where do I need to be? How can I support? Which is very sweet over the weekend. I felt a lot of that. And that was nice, to be able to counsel and support and take a look at those things for the people that called in or came to the event itself. But you know how that goes. I am preaching to the choir. So are you ready
for
the first one?
Okay.
Say again.
So you're preaching to our listeners.
Yes. And like I said, you know, again, it's just we're getting close to holidays now, and Venus is rather late right now in Sagittarius, so it's going to go into Capricorn between the 13th of this month and the 13th of next month. So if you have obligations for the holidays, try and do them earlier rather than later, because it is going to end up supporting you so that when the holidays actually come, you can be more independent, relaxed, have it done up ahead. It's just the way the planets are moving. I'm going to recommend that to the people that are listening tonight.
That's a good thing. It is, because once it goes through and at the holidays, when Venus is in Aquarius, everybody's going to love to be at those gatherings and those group situations. And really, if you plan ahead, like you were talking about, and you get things done early this year, you'll find that things will move a lot smoother. Again, I find with Venus in Aquarius that people get a little dramatic in emergency situations or rushing things too quickly. And to have that month to prepare, I think, is an awesome time. I think this is a cycle that's a good thing to do. Plus, we have in December, I think it's the 19th, Mercury going retrograde. Towards the holidays, it's going to get a little bit more interesting.
And we'll be there for them.
Absolutely. Little glimpses of the future of what's coming up.
So you're ready
for
the first one?
Take a call. Yeah.
Okay. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hey,
girl,
how you
doing?
Okay. You ladies?
Doing great.
Fair to Midland. So what questions do you have for us tonight, Danielle?
Well, as Aphrodite already knows, I don't know if I've mentioned this too much to Jacqueline, but I'm having a lot of issues with being poisoned since I've been up here. Every time I leave my half the time I can't even leave my windows and doors open because the neighbor's dryer bin is not too far from my door, and they use that toxic chemical fabric softener, and it comes into my house. At my job that I took as a teacher's aide, they're using the Lysol wipes, and anytime I get in close proximity with people, even if it's at the post, in between people at the post office, I can smell people's fabric softener, laundry soap on them, or their lotions, and I'm having I'm finding myself having to do constantly take activated charcoal, bentonite clay, turpentine, coffee enemas to cleanse myself, and I'm having like dizziness and blackouts from being exposed to all of this, these chemicals, and I'm having a difficult time with it.
Well, I just did a reading for her on Friday about this, Jacqueline, so I'm really interested in your insights.
Well, and she's more of the medical astrologer than I am. But I will say, okay, and your health is making a foundational shift. We know this, okay? And I understand, especially with Mars in Capricorn right now, okay, I truly understand that you are really picking up on these chemicals around you, but it's also that your body is readjusting. Okay. I have to say that this will not be as bad as what you think after a while. I strongly suggest that you use things to boost your immune system. My biggest thing with the Mars placement right now is a mineral supplement. I think you need to replace the minerals that are in your body some way, somehow. I think that's part of what can help you with this. Okay? Again, you're under a major rebalancing. Okay? Mars is still square Pluto, and so it's still in the rebalancing process, is what I'm trying to say. And sometimes working with it, knowing that working through it, just like when you exercise after your body has sat for a while, it's going to hurt for a little bit, but you keep moving that movement and it adapts. I think that's what's going on. So I do think you should limit your time out in public as much as you possibly can, but I still think that adding some minerals and waiting it out will help.
Well, it's like, what about, it's making my head hurt really bad and my ears and my whole head feels clogged in.
I understand that. I'm thinking it's a lack, and I'm again here, I'm not the expert on this, but I do feel the minerals will help a great deal.
I think in situations you may have to wear a mask, Danielle.
When I go out in public, I've seen other people doing it, but I don't know what for reason
yep.
what they're doing it for.
Well,
are you
what you're going to do is you're going to limit the allergens and the particles that are giving you trouble, at least through your nose and through your mouth and your breathing, okay, because all that gets into your eustachian tubes and your ears. And so you might want to wear a mask if you know you're going to a place that's going to be toxic, okay? Like if you're going to the post office, you're going to Walmart, or you're going to, you know, the co-op and all this stuff, there's people in and out of there. And to wear a mask and stuff is not, you know, you can wear one that, you know, is not necessarily like huge or ugly. I mean, but that you might want to try and limit it in some way so that you feel more confident just going about your daily tasks.
This is ridiculous.
I know, but you can't change the entire world, and right now you're ultra sensitive, so you have to look at what you can do to protect yourself.
What about in my job, though? And if I take any other job, they're going to be using the chemical cleaners and all kinds of other awful stuff.
Which is why you need to work on your own business so you can conduct it from your home, which is a safe place for you.
And in the meantime, I feel I need to do a part-time job. And how am I supposed to work with clients when I'm feeling like this? And I've got to manifest like several clients and be doing like at least several hours a week to make enough with clients to make enough money.
That's why you have to work on that. You already cut back your hours at school because you were feeling so poorly when I talked on Friday. I can go that one day. What you need to do is you need to recreate that one day. You're not going to be able to do it all in one day. You have to work towards the process to keep your health, keep yourself going until you can manifest the practice in a place that's safe for you.
Okay.
Well, keep us posted. Thanks. And do the best you can. If you need me, call me, okay?
Okay. Thanks, lady.
Many blessings. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. the Health and Wellness Fair I was at this weekend, as an aside, I had several people that also were experiencing this because they've cleaned up their act, they're eating organic, they're taking good care of themselves, and they go into different environments where all of a sudden now they're overreacting because their bodies are so clean. And
absolutely.
And it's hard because I don't know what to tell them. I know that they're miserable, and I understand they're doing the right thing. So it's a balance until more people can become aware.
And here again, it is that part that you're not going to get rid of. Unfortunately, we're all one. We're all one thing. And no matter where you go in the world, you're not going to get away from the toxins that are on the earth. It is all around us. It's a matter of working with it and supporting your system to work with it. And sometimes too clean of a diet can actually make it more difficult to live in the environment. Danielle is the biggest example I can say of too clean of a diet to be able to exist with the toxins. And it's a balance. And that is definitely what Jupiter is talking about at this point in time, is rebalancing and balancing out that foundation to where there is some support within you for those toxins, instead of going perfectly clean and too clean to be able to live on this earth. Understand that you know, people want to have that clean diet, but going too clean can also make you ill as well.
Exactly. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 860, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Amy, how are you?
Hey, good, Amy.
Yeah.
What's cooking, girl?
Nothing, that's the issue. Nothing's cooking. Or at least maybe it's an illusion. I don't know. Maybe, you know, universe knows what's happening.
Now, which Amy are you? I have three on here. Which Amy are you?
I'm the Connecticut one.
1216?
Yeah, 1216. Yep.
Excellent.
And you're still in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, so my thing is, again, I know I'm calling. I've had... This is about relationships, but I've had possible connections. It's just not, doesn't fit the bill, you know, close but no cigar. So I'm just wondering for the rest of the year until at least my birthday, maybe. Do you see anything happening, or do I have to wait until next year?
Oh, no. This is good. This is good. Mars is going to be going into Aquarius over your rising, over your Venus, over your Jupiter. You're going to be a commodity here real soon. You're close.
When is
and
that?
I agree. Close.
After the 21st of the month.
Yes.
Because Neptune goes direct, and right now it's squaring your ideals, okay, and your ability to communicate in a positive way. But once Neptune goes direct, the veil is going to be lifted, so you're going to see the people you're dealing with very clearly. I totally agree with Jacqueline. You're looking at a 2-week window to just launch, hon.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that.
Hang in there one last time.
Venus
is going over your sun here, so I can understand the frustration and, you know, that you're feeling it.
Yes.
But just a little bit more patience. Just a little bit.
Okay. Do you think it's a new person? Is it just a friendship? Does it start like that? Or is it a new person? Or is there several people? I'm curious. I just am.
To me, it seems like a social environment where you could actually create new friends and new romance would be ideal.
Okay. Okay.
Because astrology, like Tarot, is polymorphic. So there's more than one thing going on right now to better your lifestyle and better the people that you surround yourself with.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm making I check with spirit even if I want to go somewhere. Seriously, because to match
that's
my
awesome.
Frequency, yeah, to match my frequency. Because you can go and then what? I mean, I'm so sensitive to most of your callers. I'm sure they're all sensitive. Like Danielle and me, myself, I'm empath, I feel everybody's stuff, and I'm constantly, bottom line, I know I'm shining my light, but it's like the moth to the flame. Everybody wants my light, but I'm not meeting my match. I want to illuminate that, but I also want to meet a people on the same frequency as myself. That would be it. That would be wonderful. So,
and that's,
I know
what you need a court in your social life.
Yeah. Yes.
And you're doing
exactly.
It. You're on the right trail.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's a little dark right now, but it's going to get light real soon.
I'm so excited. I just can't wait till this is like, I just would love to have a birthday something. It'd be really sweet. You know, it's been so long. I can't even tell you. It's been years. Years and years. And it would just be nice to have. Just, you know, like, it just, I don't care about where it's going to go. It's just like, yeah.
You're going to call them in this time. I looked at your solar return for this year. It kicks in. In a couple of weeks here, it's starting to kick in again. Your whole cycle is shifting on you. And that Mars in Aquarius is in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships.
Okay.
Here again, the actions are so generated towards this. And you have your Sun in your fifth house of romance and dating, that Mercury in Capricorn, which gives you a little bit more of a level head this time. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the Mercury in Capricorn for you because it gives you a little bit more discernment.
Yes.
And so you're going to be a little colder about, is this the right one or not? Okay. And I like that about it. It also conceals, and I don't normally like this placement, but in this particular case, because your focus is going to be on your love life this next year. No question about it. Okay.
Wow.
There's a yod going to it, and the trick to the yod is your moon, okay, and it's in your 12th house. What the universe is pointing to and what it's telling you you need to do is you need to really trust those intuitive abilities more this year than ever, okay?
Okay, yeah. I love that because it's really kicking in. I've been having some amazing, such lucid dreaming. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually writing about it. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, your dream time is going to be really big this year, okay? That 12th house also rules your dream time. It's spirit, spirituality, what is beyond this earth. And again, here, those higher stages of your psyche that you go into in your sleep. All of that. So your dream time is definitely going to be huge this year. I strongly suggest, to journal this year. I wouldn't normally say that to you, but this year would be a good thing to journal. Because you have Jupiter in your third house, which is the writer, okay? And there's going to be some challenges with your emotions and with reality, and that writing can help you out this year.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's so therapeutic as it is, just to get it out of your system. It's really good stuff. I love writing, definitely. Oh, I'm so excited.
You're good picture.
Yay! All right,
rock on, girl. Rock on.
I'll call you back before my birthday in December. I will definitely do that and give you the update. I really appreciate everything. Thank you so much.
Great. Get there.
Bless you,
to
you, girlfriend.
Take care.
All right, you too, honey. All right. Sweet night.
You too.
Thanks. You're such wonderful callers. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
Jessica.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of like the last caller. I'm like sort of like, quote, nothing's going on. But I'm calling about finances and career. I've been busy, but I'm not doing like my passion, my life purpose. That's been on my mind a lot. So.
Are you still living in New York?
I'm in Nutley, New Jersey.
Are you July 16th?
Yes. It's right outside New York. It's okay.
Yeah, it's less than 1 degree of arc. Okay.
Yeah.
Oof, okay. You also have some frustration lines, what we call quincunx or inconjuncts to the retrograde Neptune, which is going direct on the 21st, which is not that far away. And it's accessing your Pluto, your plan of empowerment in your ninth house, of really putting your spirituality out there and knowing your power is going to come from spiritual associations with other people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got a T-square attached to this, which means you're over-processing a little bit.
Okay.
And you're not sure if you want to be with someone who's going to be your teacher or going to be your student.
Well, love is on my mind, but I'm more concerned, like, I want to get stability with my career and my finances. But I definitely understand what you're saying about that teacher-student thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, you're a mid-heaven star. Your high aspiration point as far as how you serve the divine is 0 degrees with Scorpio, okay? Now, most of the traditional planets have already moved through that archive. Jupiter doesn't get there until fall of next year, the planet of good fortune and abundance.
Mm.
So this is preparation time for you. This is really making the strategy time for you. It's not about you grabbing the brass ring right now. It's about creating something that within a year you know will bring you where you need to be. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That's where I was going to go with this. Okay. You know, you talk about career and finances right now, and both of them being tied to each other. Tie that Aphrodite mentioned, that she didn't talk about the financial aspect of it, is Neptune. Okay? Neptune is in your second house of personal finances. So when she was talking about it as far as being retrograde and going direct, there's a lot of fog for you right now, not only with your career, but also with your personal finances. It's teaching you to trust the unknown. Okay, and to trust what is being presented to you in front of you. It's making you trust that you have the confidence to do whatever you need to do. Okay, I agree with Aphrodite. You're on a journey. You haven't reached the destination. Not everybody gets the answer to the question of what they should do when they grow up at 18 years old. Okay, and experience in life brings us sometimes to our careers. And this is what it is with you. You're right on the verge of that discovery of what you want to do, where you want to go, okay? Because next year you're going to launch something really big and really good for yourself if you trust yourself and if you listen to yourself. Because right now is the time to make that transformation and change. She was talking about that 0 degrees Mercury, 0 degrees Midhaven in Scorpio. That means that your greatest success comes from that major transformation and change and trusting the change that is upon you without seeing the next step that you're going to take. And I know you have a Mars in Taurus, even though it's 29 degrees, but you always want that sure-footed step. You want to see that clear line, and sometimes you just have to take a step forward, trusting it's there because of that 0 degree Mercury Midhaven. So trust the process is what I'm trying to say in this story. You're right on the edge of discovering. Keep your eyes open and trust that the answers are coming.
Okay. That confirms, because I've been just like deep listening lately, you know, like for weeks.
Oh,
I've just
perfect.
Been listening to spirit and like just sort of being silent within myself and still and just the listening. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're right on track. Keep it there because things are going to start opening up at the end of this month.
Okay. Can I just ask you something? We talked a couple of weeks ago about this, like, sort of like this, like, lump that I found on my neck. And I think I've been doing a lot of, like, practices around it. You know, I started juicing again and this and that. I'm doing a lot of different things for it. I think it's gotten a little bit smaller, but is there any sort of insight as far as, like, when you think that this health thing will be cleared up? Because I think it's tied to the life purpose thing, too. I can't really explain it exactly how, but I think it just is me, like, I don't know. I can't really explain how it's tied, but I think it is tied to the life purpose.
2 weeks.
Stuff.
2 more weeks. I would work with the energies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, what's happening is as Jacqueline pointed out, your Mars is in the last degree of Taurus. Now, Taurus rules the neck. But Chiron, the wounded healer in your chart, is also in Taurus. And there's some squares now with Mars. As Mars moves into Aquarius, the next 2 weeks should bring you the answer.
Okay. Well, the clearing up, I've been working really hardcore towards it, like about healing myself, and it just like sort of disappearing. I've been taking some supplements too, but I just really focused on healing it, so, and quickly. All right, so I'll give it 2 more weeks. We'll keep at it.
Can I give you one more suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
Go to YouTube and listen to music that has been converted to 528 megahertz.
Oh, the healing frequency? Okay.
It not only lines up your chakras, it can heal DNA.
Okay. I'll go do that.
And it has some beautiful music from Enya that's even has been renatured for that. So you can find something you like to listen to, and that can really help.
Do I need to have that with headphones, or I can listen to it on with speakers?
It is better if you have headphones on, but as long as you're getting speakers that are really good, if you're in a closed space where you can really hear it clearly with both ears the way you want to, that probably would be okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that suggestion, because I'm doing like a lot of different things, but I like the incorporating the music too. And I remember you guys saying that I remember you guys saying one time that music is important for me for something. So I'll do that. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Many blessings to you. Keep us posted.
Thank you. Many blessings to you guys. I'll speak to you in a couple weeks or more.
I'll look forward to that. Okay. All right,
thanks.
Bye. She's such a sweetheart. Wow. All right. Let's see where we're at here. I have so many people in the queue. I'm trying to figure out who's next. Hold on a minute. Area code 248, you're on the air.
Hello, Aphrodite. It's Bill Hobart.
Bill,
how the heck are you?
Hi, Jacqueline. I'm okay. How are you, ladies?
If I was any
doing
better,
okay?
I'd be twins.
Oh, my God. Nothing wrong with that. So, do you want me to give you my birth date?
You were born January 4th, 1960.
Oh, my gosh, Jacqueline. You're good. And I have
now
to change
the... Aren't you in Sterling Heights now?
Yeah, I've always been in Sterling Heights. Yep.
I thought you were born
and
in
I have
Jackson.
To change... Yes. And I have to change Lee's birthday. He got upset with me because I have the wrong birth date and the wrong place he was born. Not good for the boyfriend to know that you don't know his birthday.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Do I have his last name on my system, Bill?
Say it again?
Do I have his last name on my system, or I just have him as Lee?
It should be Lee Tackett, T-A-C-K-I-T-T.
I have him under Hobart. There.
He will be soon. Yeah.
Well, I always associate, and that's how I put mine together. If it's a relationship,
the
person who's sitting in front of me, I use their last name.
Is it 815?
Whenever it comes up, I can put them up.
What'd you say after that?
Is it 81563?
It's 8. It is 918. 1975.
Okay. And you were 3 days off on mine. At what time?
Yeah. At 2:36 a.m.
Where?
Okay.
In Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wow.
Yeah, I said Rockford.
Yes,
he lived in
did.
Rockford after he was born.
Gotcha. Okay, now we can look at a real chart.
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting. Really interesting.
He lives where right now?
He lives here in Sterling Heights.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But he was born in Indianapolis.
It's okay.
You know, I find this to be a really interesting relationship between the two of you. first of all, I want to talk about his moon is on one side of Pisces, your moon is on the complete other side.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you feel things similarly, you two have your own experiences with your emotions. It's interesting. He's always going to lead off because his is the first, okay? His is 1 degree into Pisces. So his emotional uh-huh. thing is going to always lead first to yours, okay? And so really go with the flow of that. And kind of whenever he starts to get moody, go, okay, something's up. And know that your mood swing is going to come next. So prepare for
okay.
it is what I'm trying to say, to work with it. It works with the relationship if you see that situation start to move, for you to move with it and go, okay, there's going to be a shift emotionally coming. Let's do this, you know, and move with the shift. It's kind of like steering the boat before the wave so that when the wave hits, you're still going straight.
Okay? Yes. That is awesome. Because that's exactly what's happening.
Because emotionally, it works that way for you. You guys are quite harmonious because both of you two have Earth suns, okay? And his sun sits in your seventh house of one-to-one relationship, conjunct your north node, which means he enlightens and awakens you by his natural being to your greater being. Now, that sometimes uh-huh. that's comfortable, sometimes that's not comfortable, okay? Remember, sure. he has a dual sign, and Capricorn is so staunch and plotted, okay? It sometimes it can be way too stubborn for its own good. What I am going to say is stop, think, listen a little bit, learn to ask more questions a little bit before coming to that conclusion. Because this one has some unusually creative ways of showing you a different way that may be better for you. I like this relationship because it has similar elements to it, and the two of you can work off of each other really well. What do you think, Alfredette?
I agree. I can say there's a couple things I really like. First of all, I like the fact that his Mars in Gemini opposing your Jupiter by exact degree, which means you can talk about anything. And that's really wonderful. Now, you're going to change positions with each other as far as who is the teacher in the moment.
Okay.
And because you are a very, very consistent person, you're very responsible and all this stuff all your life, and you've started like a whole new life since I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you, both of you need to address the fact that you both want to be the teacher and you both want to be the student.
Oh, that's so true.
And to know that one is more knowledgeable about some things than the other, but share that information, it's like the flowering of lords. It's just, I like it. Like Jacqueline said, it's a great blending of energies. No relationship is foolproof,
really?
And every relationship is going to have some challenges. But, you know, it's interesting because his sun does oppose your moon. So you can both see in each other the differences and respect it and give insight. And if you do it in a sensitive and understanding way, there is bliss. There is bliss. Yeah.
I'm learning that. I'm learning how to do that, and it's very, very hard because he takes things wrong.
He's overly critical and he's very sensitive and overly critical, and it's more of the approach or the way you approach it with him. Okay.
Okay.
Again, I said, learn to ask more questions. Okay.
Okay.
So instead of making that strong statement, you have a Mercury 0 degrees. I have a 0 degrees Mercury as well. Yours is in Capricorn, mine's in Scorpio. That 0 degree Mercury is really impacting. You have a command on your voice that they don't that they hear stronger than what you actually are projecting, and it's because it's an impacting 0 degrees. So anybody who has a 0 degree Mercury has to calm it down a little bit, make it a little softer, and again, try a softer approach to the situation, because a lot of people think that you're taking a sledgehammer to them when you're talking. Okay?
That's true.
Not that it's offensive, but that it comes out so strong and powerful. And so that's where he's coming from with that. And so I do suggest learn to back off a little bit, ask more questions, that type of thing, and redirect it in a different way. Because when you come across with that much power, sometimes it overwhelms that little Virgo energy.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's what's going on exactly, is that I don't understand what I'm saying wrong to him, and he takes offense to things and gets mad and starts yelling at me. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what I said that was wrong. I'm asking a question.
You can't change the tone of your voice. Okay?
Right.
This is the tone. This is the harmonizing tone. It's a thing. So here again, it's more adjusting to being aware of how it's projected. It has its benefits. It makes you be able to take the lead in things and be strong, but it also has its disadvantage. When you want to relax and just have a discussion, some people don't think it's that way. Okay. So it's kind of like you have to kind of handicap yourself and work with your handicap for the downside of the 0 degree mark.
That's true. It's been like that my whole life. So I didn't have to. I haven't brought that into my life with him yet, but I see that I have to. I have to bring in my other self to be more diplomatic and watch my tone of voice and watch my tone and how I deliver things, so that he doesn't react the way that he reacts, which is very, like, off the hook. He gets really upset.
It can be sometimes. It can be.
Yeah, he gets upset and it gets to the point where it gets very volatile, and I look at him and go, I don't understand why you're so mad at me. So now I get it. I totally understand that what I need to do to get it so that everything goes back to the way that it used to be, go through this together. Because we're trying to decide, I want to ask you both, we're trying to decide if we're going to move into a new apartment, and I'm conflicted, and that's one of the reasons why I called. Well, I just need to know if we're going to move in December in the same complex to a larger townhouse over the place we're living in now, or if we should wait until spring.
I like spring better, but Uranus turns on the 27th of December in your second house of real estate. So I think that's the time to really examine it. It's going to turn around right on top of his Jupiter, okay, and your Mars. So to get very excited at the end of the year about new beginnings in the spring, take your time. Don't make it an emergency.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm going to say ditto. I would have said the exact same thing to you. There's not a thing I would have said differently.
Because I'm getting that message from Spirit. When I think about it or when I'm not thinking about it, I mean, pretty much when it just pops into my head about making that decision in the next 2 weeks, and I keep hearing, no, you need to wait till spring. You need to wait till spring. So I just wanted confirmation
Start planning the new year at the champagne and then get together and work on it until spring, and it's probably going to be perfect.
I think it is, too. I think we need to wait till spring. So, perfect. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate everything.
Many blessings. God bless you, honey. Okay, bye.
Thank you, dear. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Amazing. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
916, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from California.
Hey, Nancy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you have my birth information. You probably do underneath.
August 2nd, 1951.
You got it.
Hey.
And you're still in L.A.?
No. I'm in Sacramento.
Okay.
Moved up north.
Okay.
But anyway,
so you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, at the moment I am taking courses in energy healing, but I am also interested in saving up money for next year so I can start some schooling in Ayurvedic medicine. And I was curious if you saw that as a good idea.
I think both are spectacular. But I really think that if you're going to invest in yourself for the future with the Ayurvedic medicine, mm-hmm. it looks like it would be summer or fall of next year to me.
Oh, really? Okay. Probably
only
be
because
fall,
Jupiter's going to enter into Scorpio in the fall and go through your eighth house of self-investment, and it's going to form some nice trines, you know, to you during that year. I think I wouldn't put my, like, a fire under my butt for that. I think right now I'd work on what you're currently doing, and I would perfect it. And then I would take on something new at the end of the summer when you're really feeling secure. And I think it's going to be a great year for you this year and next year from what I'm seeing in your chart. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And what I am going to talk about is that the North and South Node conjunction at this point in time, it's really about, it has to do with what you've known from the past, what you've been centered with, what you've been, you know, all of the things from your past as far as health and medicine and healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the North Node passing over, it means that this gives you an opportunity to take a second look at your knowledge again and regain the knowledge from your past to
okay.
really see it with new eyes and a new view, okay? So I agree with everything Aphrodite said. This is not the time to take on the Ayurvedic stuff. I would wait till next summer and then approach it at that point in time. This time is really, like Aphrodite was talking about, refining your skills, getting back to remembering things that you've forgotten and all the other things, and amping it up, taking it another level from your knowledge that you're learning at this time. Okay?
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, yeah, because I was a nurse. I'm a retired nurse, so I can see, you know, kind of taking that skill.
It's perfect. Being a retired nurse, you can really mix the two of the combination to really make it to a greater benefit and really make your skills and talents stronger and better. Okay.
Wow.
So I strongly suggest you start remembering certain things like that. Oh, because of this, I can do this, you know, and really
mm-hmm.
add the two modalities together. I think you'll really find a great avenue to doing that right now.
Wonderful, wonderful. You see, I've been getting a lot of lucid dreams. I mean, actually, I've had them all the way through my life, but it's like I've gone through a lot of out-of-body experiences and whatnot, and it seems like
well,
lately,
Neptune's retrograde sitting on your North Node right now, and
mm-hmm.
the South Node and your North Node are about to line up, and we're talking about in a very short period of time, within a month, you're going to go through a karmic balance. So whatever you put out is going to come back to you almost instantly. You cut somebody off at a light, they're going to cut you off at the next light. You say something kind to a person on the phone, the person's going to call you up and say thank you. So know that this month and a little bit of next month is very, very important for you to keep yourself very clear.
Okay.
And when Neptune turns around the 21st of this month in Pisces, the lucid dreaming you're having, all of a sudden you're going to be able to interpret it much, much better.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Fabulous.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I'm so, today, Aphrodite, you're very accurate and precise.
Well, I've been doing all these readings for 2 days. I mean, I'm so in momentum right now. It's kind of crazy.
Apparently so. I'm like, wow. And you leave it exactly the way it should be. So I agree with her 100%. You know, definitely over the next couple of weeks, really, you know, play with your dream time. Go with the flow of it, listen to it, see what it's presenting to you.
Okay, I definitely will. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
I will. Okay.
All right, sweet dreams. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
a darling. So nice. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you guys for taking my call. My name is Tanika.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? My name is Tanika.
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 Beautiful name.
Yeah.
What's your birthday?
It's September the 3rd, 1978.
And what time were you born?
I always heard I was born around 7:30 in the morning. I think you guys have me in the computer.
I can't find you. That's the reason why I'm asking again. I thought I heard remembered your voice, but when I put it in here, I couldn't find it. So I'm putting it in again. I'm sorry. And what city were you born in?
Kingston, Jamaica.
I'm sorry?
Kingston, Jamaica.
Kingston.
I didn't catch it either.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, got it. Okay. And where do you live now?
New York.
I love New York.
So you had a question for us today?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you guys see coming up for me, if you see anything to do with moving or anything to do with love.
Okay.
This is going to be an interesting year for you. Jupiter is going to pass over your Pluto, your Mars, and your Venus. All in Libra. You talked about love. I think there's going to be some opportunity for love for you. The trick here and the point here of all of that is to really stay within your own personal values and beliefs, to stay true to who you are and what you are. Okay, allow it to flow, the energy to flow on its own, and don't try and make it work. Okay, because I think there's a great relationship coming up for you this year. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I want to say, did you want somebody to come in from your past?
There's someone that I still have feelings for from my past. I can't help it, but I have been doing things to move on.
I see that very, very strongly. And so I want to encourage you to do is I'm going to have you look at the qualities and the blessings of that person, knowing that maybe you want to create that in a new person. What you've learned can really serve you at this time. Today the sun is sitting on Uranus in your chart, and you want it to happen like tomorrow or yesterday, right, Seneca? And my feeling is you want something that is really electric, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like.
You had a lot of trines and blessing lines. So look at what that person taught you and what you shared, and then redefine it, knowing that it can appear in a new person that has more of what you really need in the real world. You've learned a lot from that relationship, but don't let that overshadow or block you for someone that has a lot of the same good qualities that's coming in now. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys see that relationship being totally over with him?
I can tell you this. I do not see you as completely over it, emotionally. When was his birthday?
June 11th, 1983.
Wow. Do you know what time he was born?
No, I'm not sure. He was born in New York, too, Long Island.
I have him on the computer. And I'm seeing him there. Let me just take another look at that for you, okay? You have a birth time on him, but I just want to take a little peek at what's going on there between the two of you, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course.
See, the Gemini planets of this individual form so many dynamic squares to your Virgo because you always want the conclusion. You just don't want the talk. You don't want just the rhetoric. You want the conclusion, and you want to feel as if things are manifesting. As much as there are a lot of things about this person that you liked, and actually their Saturn and Pluto are kissing your Venus, so I can understand how you want to maintain that relationship. But I think that relationship timing was all off. And I think you need to look for new, but understand you've learned what qualities you appreciate in a man, okay, in some ways. As you move forward, look for some of those qualities to show up in someone new.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes sense.
And keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
And many blessings on your search.
Thank you.
Have a sweet night. Well, Jack, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us.
They can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. We're both on Facebook. You can friend us, letting us know that you met us on Block Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday night between 6 and 7, trying to serve as well as we can. And we wish you a blessed week and look forward to that super moon that's coming up. We're going to be talking about that next Sunday night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night. God bless.